think about that. How is God the God of God? I mean, that's what he's saying here, right? It seems inappropriate to say that the Father was Christ's God, but that's what the Scripture is saying. We just read Ephesians 1:3. We just read 1 Corinthians 1:3, and what does it say? The same thing. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ. none who does good. There is not even one. And then it gets really descriptive. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their path. And the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God. Then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has. Aren't you glad it's not anything to do with your own corruption, selfish love, and compassion? I agree with that. We're all sinners in our natural state. We're all God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His great kindness has caused us. See, the source is God, and the stimulus is His mercy. We needed to be born again. We needed God's mercy extended to us. Without it, there is no hope for us. Without it, we remain dead in our trespasses and sins. Without it, we head to a Christless, graceless eternity. He goes on to write, according to Jesus, the new birth is not optional. Without it, one cannot perceive Christ in his kingly glory and thereby exercise faith in him. Without it, one cannot enter the redemptive rule of Christ and thereby be delivered from the wrath of God.